We got to help out Karen here. This is a funny one. I'm getting the email from her and I'm reading this and going, this is great. I think there's something to this.
I think she's got her heart in the right place. I just don't know how. I mean, her family is not on board with it at all.
No. So why don't you tell everybody the situation? Tell us what's going on, Karen, and everyone listening will give you some feedback on what to do.
I need you guys to tell me if you love my idea or if you hate it.
Well, that's what we're here for. We love to tell you if it's a dumb idea or a great idea.
Well, everybody in my house hates this idea, but I think it's got some merit. So here's the thing. My daughter, she really takes after her dad. He is this uber competitive guy. He just wants to win, no matter what, you know, just go for the prize. Blah, blah, blah. He's a sports enthusiast, and he just thinks that winning is what it's all about.
Yep. I've heard that from many, many, many parents. That's how they feel. And you have a different perspective.
Absolutely. So I've been okay the last 2 years. My daughter's been wanting to sell the most Girl Scout cookies, and that's been fine. But, you know, now I think it's time for something different, like for her to learn a different lesson. So I applaud her efforts, you know, to sell as many as possible, and that's great. But she's really lost sight of why she's selling these cookies.
Oh, what's happening?
She's losing track of who ordered what, she misplaced money, and her customer service is awful. I just don't think it should be about quantity when it comes to selling the Girl Scout cookies. It should be about quality. I mean, this is what these girls are supposed to be learning, right?
You're right. It's not a contest to see who can sell the most, although it is in the end, but that's not really the lesson that it's about.
Exactly. Please explain this to my husband. So, anyway, this year I put a cap on the number of customers she can sell to. I said, look, you can sell to 25 people and that's it.
Oh, whoa.
But here's the thing. I want her to give amazing customer service to these people so that she learns how to sell a product and then deliver on it. She's got to get creative, like how she sells the cookies and to convince someone to buy her cookies. And then at the end, I want her to get them to donate a box of cookies to mail to somebody in the military.
Oh, the old upsell, huh?
Exactly. So the idea is, hey, you want to brighten somebody's day and have me mail them a box of cookies from you? What a nice surprise.
Well, that's another idea for an upsell.
Yeah.
Donate to the military, or do you have a relative that would like a little surprise? That's a great idea.
Exactly. So I'm giving her all these ideas, right? So she can get creative and make the most amount of money from those 25 people and just totally bring it with the customer service.
Like, in what way? What do you want her to do? How can she go above and beyond?
She can write them a thank you note and inform them of when it's going to be delivered so they'll get a little heads up.
That's a nice little touch you never get from any other Girl Scout.
And maybe tie the box together with a ribbon, deliver them in a special way, or with a note that says, hey, remember me next year before you place your order, you know, cookies from Kelly.
Oh, a nice little name on top of it.
Exactly.
Marketing, building a brand loyalty. I like where you're going.
This is what I'm trying to teach my daughter, but my sportsman is really, really giving me some pushback on this. And she's doing it too. She just wants to sit outside the store and just rake in the cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that the customer service thing is work, and I know she's not going to win with just 25 customers, but if she does it right, each of these 25 people might buy 10 boxes, you know?
No, that's a good point, especially if she works on the upselling and, you know, doesn't just stop the sales process at I'll take 4 boxes.
Exactly. And with the upselling, she could, you know, get customers for next year.
That is true. Yes. Okay. And so you want to know if this is a great idea or a horrible idea.
Exactly. Should I just let her sit in front of the store and sell cookies, or do I really push this whole customer service, get to know the people and, you know, really serve her customers kind of thing?
See, when I get a Girl Scout who comes to my door, I always make them do the pitch. Because a lot of times they'll just go, do you want cookies? And they'll hand you the pamphlet and you just look at it and go, yeah, okay. I'm like, tell me about them. Like, that's what they're supposed to learn how to do, how to explain the cookies and sell it to you, right?
That was the best part about selling anything, because we used to have sell candy bars and stuff like that. That was the joy out of it.
I like to say, hey, I mean, I'll buy a couple boxes, but I might buy more if you can convince me to buy more. Challenge them.
And this is just going to serve her when she's older.
Okay, we'll see if anybody likes this or they're like, oh man, she's going to lose and she's trying to win something here. Let her just have fun. She's just, what, 9, 10 years old? How old is she?
She's 9.
Lots of text. Genius idea. This will get her customers for life, and those skills will serve her for the rest of the life. Love this idea. Kids these days don't know what it's like to work for anything. I teach my kids that they have to actually work for what they want, and it's been beneficial.
Wow.
Let's see some people saying, list it. She's just a kid. Get over yourself. So there's a variety of feelings on this. Tiffany?
Yes.
Do you love or list this idea?
I say love it. I don't think it's too young to start. Obviously, teach her good core values starting at a young age will, you know, guarantee her great customer service throughout her life, but mm-hmm. don't put pressure on her.
Okay.
You know, she's not going to be perfect at it, but she can definitely start it at a young age.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? Okay, now there are some people saying she's putting the pressure on her at 9. It is a little young. Maybe let her win. Maybe start this a little later on. You don't agree on that, though?
I mean, I don't say I disagree or agree. Okay. But definitely, you know, just start it up. If she fails, teach her the lesson from it. You know, you may not win, but look what you learned from it. What, you know, what was your reward? Did you feel satisfied? Were you happy? Did you have fun?
Okay, yeah, the fun, right? You got to have fun and hopefully learn how to sell something. Thank you. Let's get to Ashley. You're having a similar problem with your Girl Scout?
Yeah, my oldest daughter, actually both my daughters are Girl Scouts, but my oldest, I'm really having issues with her, and she's not wanting to do the work. She's not wanting to carry the cases of cookies, and she's not wanting to actually participate at the cookie booths and stuff, and it's not just an issue with, like, some of the kids. A lot of the girls in the troops just don't want to do the work. And there's even one girl in my daughter's troop. Her mom buys all the cookies so that she like uses her tax return to buy all these cookies so her daughter gets the most amount of cookies and so her daughter can win the laptop prize or whatever.
That happened all the time when I sold candy bars for World's Finest Candy Bars.
Yeah.
We would have parents who'd be like, I'll buy 2,000 bars of chocolate because it was $1 a chocolate bar. And so they would do it so their kid didn't have to do anything, but then said, oh, we'll get our money back when we sell the chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, and that's not fair because they're not learning anything.
Absolutely. That's a problem. And that's what, you know, Karen is trying to say. Hey, we're missing the point here. It's all about win, win, win. My husband's put that in their brains. You got to win, 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 win. No, how about being a good person? How about learning customer service and all the things they're trying to teach these kids? Thanks, Ashley. Jamie, what's bugging you?
There's nothing more annoying than going to a store and having Girl Scouts standing there asking me to buy their cookies. There's no effort in that. Where are they? Where's the effort in going out into their community and working hard for what they do?
Yeah.
Door to door is the way to go. It's unfortunately not the same world it was 20 years ago to go door to door, but you're right. That's what builds the character of the sales pitch, walking up, talking to somebody, communicating with them, and maybe finding out they want to buy your cookies or even more cookies.
Here's a text says, I won't buy items unless the child approaches me and sells it to me. I refuse to buy anything from parents at work for their kids. How lazy is that? When they just lay the old cookie form out at work and go, there's for my kid, buy some cookies.
It happens here all the time. Did you see the former troop leader text?
No.
This is from a former troop leader and cookie mom. Do not limit the amount of people she can sell to. Girl Scout cookies is a competition. Just like sales is real life, teach her the things mentioned, but never limit her. That is very not fair.
I think for this year, she's trying to say, how about you keep track of the money for 25 people,
yep.
keep track of their orders. If you can show me that you can keep everything organized this year, unlike last year, then we'll maybe double it next year. Then you can have 50.
Yeah, it makes sense. And you can take that 25 and make more out of it. You can.
Michelle?
Yes.
Do you love this idea or do you want to list it?
No, I think she needs to modify it a little bit. So
uh-oh.
I was a Girl Scout. My mom was a troop leader for a long time. There's merit in learning how to sell. And actually, my husband will buy more from a Girl Scout who comes to the door and has a good pitch. He'll buy 10 instead of 3 if she's really good. Just
yeah.
Because he rewards that behavior. But I think if mom makes the little girl do all of these, you know, ribbons and special thank you notes, it's going to turn the girl off to doing sales. And I think what she wants is to spark that she does it well as competitively. Mm-hmm. So make sure she does the first 25 really well, takes good notes, delivers the right thing at the right time. And then if she does that, then reward her with letting her do the store. But then also make sure she delivers a really good sales pitch at the store.
Okay, I like that idea. And who's to say that if she manages the 25 people really well, that she won't add more this year?
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So one more call, then we got to go. Anne, you sold how many boxes?
I sold 1,300 boxes of Girl Scout cookies going through my neighborhood. The only time that I got assistance from my parents was at their work because I couldn't go there. But my mother was on a bowling league, and I went to the bowling alley and sold cookies.
Good for you. That's great. So do you like her idea?
I do. I've been an outside sales my whole life. Honestly, it's the best way to make a living. You can make so much money if you're good at what you do, but it makes you a really good person and be able to talk to people.
Okay.
And there's so much of that lacking in this world today with cell phones.
Totally.
So you're saying you can't sell cookies with emojis.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Here's one. I was in a grocery store and the mom yelled at me, "How could you say no to a little girl?"
Yeah, the guilt trip thing is not going to work with me. I don't think it would work with Ryan.
No.
I mean, it's not like I would say no to every Girl Scout. You just say yes to the first one or two and you move on.
Yeah.